Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Before we get into the strawberry letter, we want to remind the Steve Harvey Nation to stay woke. Election Day is right around the corner in Virginia and 35 other states. It is time to vote early for your state and local elections, okay? Go to whenweallvote.org to register, check your voting status, and know your voting rights. That is whenweallvote.org. Come on, Steve Harvey Nation. We need you. Mm-hmm. All right. Time now for today's strawberry letter. Listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours. I hope this one isn't yours.
Well, we hope not. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, love at first bite. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 57-year-old single woman, but I am dealing with a man that is slightly older than me. He's a nice man, and he just lost his wife, so he's trying to settle down with me. We have great chemistry in the bedroom, and that is what is the most important to me. He matches my freakiness, and has taken it to a whole new level. But after 5 months of dating, he said he wants to only do certain things for special occasions. I have a fetish that he was fine with at first. I like for my man to bite me while we are intimate. Bite my ear, my shoulder, my neck, or whatever he can get a hold of at the time. It's an issue for him to do it all the time because he doesn't like to wear his top row of teeth when we are in the house. At my house, he places them on a napkin on my end table after we eat. I've told him that the bite isn't the same without his teeth, but he's not willing to compromise. If he doesn't have his teeth in, it feels like a teething baby. That's why he only wants to do things my way on special occasions. I've dated older men before, and they don't mind keeping their teeth in for sex, so I need my man to get his top row of teeth adjusted so that they are more comfortable and he can leave them in. He got defensive and called me a weirdo for being into biting. I think it's weird that he is into having sex without his teeth, but I'd never make him feel bad about it. I am getting bored with our sex life, and if he can't spice it up a bit and do what I like, I may have to step out on him. When I was in a swingers group, I saw that some people liked choking and some liked costumes. I just like teeth marks, and if that's so crazy, I may need to move on. Is it too unreasonable to expect that? This whole letter...
What?
Lady is unreasonable, okay? If you ask me, everything in here is unreasonable. You want him to bite you. You used to be in a swingers club. Oh, my God. You've only been dating this man for 5 months, and he's already, you know, just doing something that's uncomfortable to me. He's taking his teeth out and at home, putting him in a napkin on the side table. I really don't get this. Then you like him to bite you and leave teeth marks. So that means he has to bite you pretty hard to do that. But he won't do it because his teeth are out. And you're mad about that. Do you hear how crazy this sounds? The question I have, when does he wear his teeth? Because it sounds like he doesn't wear them. Not at your house, not during sex. When does he wear them? I just don't think this is okay. I mean, with him having no teeth in his mouth, where's the attraction? Where's the sexy? I don't get it. Are you still physically attracted to him? Or you just don't care as long as you're being bitten? That's what it sounds like, and he leaves bite marks on you. He offered you a compromise to do it on special occasions. That's not good enough for you. You said no to that. I just think this letter is crazy. I really do. I mean, this is crazy to me. The teeth out and the bite mark. All right. You guys need to make some sort of deal or compromise about his teeth and this biting issue. Or yes, you need to step out on him or move on. Steve. Jeez.
This letter crazy to you. This is why I come to work.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
I come to work for letters like this right here. Beautiful advice. I ain't got none of that for none of these fools in this letter. All I see is opportunity here to broaden my scope of humor. As we read this letter together, it gets worse as it goes on.
Yeah.
I'm a 57-year-old single woman. And according to this letter, you're going to stay that way the rest of your damn life. Because after this damn letter, you have made a true, you are 57-year-old single. You can write this letter when you're 67. You can start the same damn way. I'm a 67-year-old single woman. I'm dealing with a man that's slightly older than me. He's nice and he just lost his wife, so he's trying to settle down with me for now. We have great chemistry in the bedroom, and that's what's most important to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You 57, that's what's most important to me. I hate to tell you this, but you're close to the tape. Let me tell you something about 57. If you're 57 years old, it's like a 21-year-old is at high noon on the clock. Son, as hot as it's going to be in his life. You 57, it's about 8:30 for you. It's evening. Change your priorities. It's getting late. Right. It's 8:30. Damn near time to lock these doors and pull this cover up. This,
I get
the rest of this letter is for Steve Harvey. Please come back.
We can't wait for part two of this strawberry letter. At 23 minutes after the hour, the subject for today is love at first bite. We'll come back with Steve's response right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour, with never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And, of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, come on, Steve. This is the letter tailor-made for you.
Yeah, I want to thank God.
Love at first bite.
I'm at work today. Love at first bite. Mm-hmm. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 57-year-old single woman. Now, based on this letter, like I said, she gonna stay this the rest of her damn life. She has no chance of securing a mate with what you about to read in this letter. So in 10 years, she can say, I'm a 67-year-old single woman. 20 years, I'm a 77-year-old single woman. I'm damn near dead, and I'm still single. You can write that, too. But she met a nice man that lost his wife trying to settle down with her now, and they got great chemistry in the bedroom, and that's what's most important to me. If sex is most important to you at 57, you need to readjust your priorities a little bit. Because let me explain something to you. Like I said earlier, if you're 21 years old, you're at high noon. It's 12 o'clock for you. Sun is shining. You're participating. You ain't sleepy and you ain't just got up. You 21, it's high noon. If you 57, according to the clock, for you it's about 8:30.
8:30.
It's evening. Time to get these doors locked, pull this cover up.
Pull the cover up.
Yeah, you might not make it to the news no more. I'm just saying. So anyway, she says, it's great chemistry. He matches my freakiness and has taken it to a whole new level. You like it because a man match your freakiness and you 57. Okay, I'm just going to make this statement right here. You too much. But after 5 months of dating, he says he wants to only do certain things for special occasions. Now, without reading any more into this letter, I'm assuming that you are too much. And he wants to slow it down and just do it on the holidays.
Yeah.
Because whatever this freakiness is, it's too much every damn day.
The biting.
We need to break this down on holidays. 4th of July, Sweetie's Day, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, St. Patty's Day, Easter.
St. Patrick's.
You know, I got it for you on all these days. Columbus Day, we do all Martin Luther King Day, that 3-day weekend, I got time for you. Other than that, I want to just break it down right here. And the reason she want to break it down is because she got a fetish that the man was fine with at first. See, I like my man to bite me while we intimate. Bite my ear, bite my shoulder, my neck, whatever he can get a hold of at the time. Lady, that's a different kind of fetish. I'm glad you ain't talking to me because you'll get off me with that request because I bite's for real. What? You know, I put something on you.
What? She wants
you
teeth,
leave teeth mark.
Yeah, I sank in. I'll take a piece of meat out you one time. I bet you quit asking me. Your ass will be asking for just for special occasions. Once I sank these big ass chompers, I got you teeth. Now, cause I'll put something on you right here. I don't know if you ever had a piece of shoulder out, but I like shoulder sandwiches any damn way. You got the right man if you come to me talking about something bite me. You better break it down for me.
It's not about you.
Well, it is about me, Shirley. You better break this letter down to can you nibble me? Because if you say bite, I'm taking it to a whole nother level. You think he took it to another level, and I ain't got to take my damn teeth out. Because, see, here go the problem with your man right here.
Because you can't. What are you talking about?
I don't, but I got a solution for that, too. He don't like to wear his top row of teeth when we in the house. Who the hell you done went? How much older is he than you?
Yes,
he
got
to take his top row out. You was probably dating somebody that didn't have a bottom row. Then you got somebody that got a full set of dentures. What is you doing? And you can't have all these fetishes with these old-ass men. You need to start dating somebody younger. Got all they damn teeth. Now, you say, though, even at my house, he places them on the napkin on the end of the table when we eat. Who wants to eat without their damn teeth? What is you making? How hard is you boiling
this
food?
What is you making?
What is you making where you can set your teeth out on the napkin? What did you do to this hamburger? Lord have mercy. Why does this hamburger taste like potted meat? Well, I don't need my damn teeth.
Pate.
He done set his damn teeth on the napkin and y'all having dinner.
Oh,
and
man.
Then I've told him that the bite isn't the same without his teeth, but he ain't willing to compromise. When he don't have his teeth in, it feel like teething baby. That's why he only wants to do things my way on special occasion. I've dated older men before, and they don't mind keeping their teeth in for sex. What?
This all is crazy.
Oh, your men got teeth problems. So I need a man to get on top row of his teeth adjusted so they more comfortable, and he can leave them when he get defensive and call me a weirdo for being in the bite. You is weird.
Yeah.
Everybody want to get fit all the time. But
all
if he having sex and he got his teeth on the nightstand while y'all having sex, my suggestion is to reach over, grab them teeth, and slap them on your back real hard. We can get the
wait,
bite.
What?
Reach over, grab your teeth off that nightstand, and slap them on her ass right quick. You can get some teeth print in your ass, that's what you want. That might not be with my mouth, but you gonna get teeth prints on your ass. I'll reach over and I have a magnetic glove. I have them just here. Where you want it at now? You want your... I can make love to you and put the same. I can put a bite mark on the back of your calf. Where you want it at? Because I'm reaching around there with my hand. Where you want this next bite mark? Say, what you want on the back of your neck? What you want? You want on the back of your neck? Pack. I put it on the back of your neck.
You are so you stupid. Want this
I got bites for your ass. Gotta
go.
Where you want it? I'll put a bite mark in the headboard. Hold still. Pack. I'll smack it right up there on the headboard.
We gotta go. Coming up in 46 minutes after the hour, Steve is not done with this strawberry letter. We'll have part three of Love at First Bite right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve Harvey is not finished with his response to the strawberry letter today, Love at First Bite, where a 57-year-old woman was dating an older gentleman who took his teeth out. And she wanted him to bite her.
And her fetish is she likes to have sex and like to get bit while she having sex. Now, I say it. You don't want to say that to me now, because I got a set of teeth. I put it on you. You stop. You gonna have to stop asking me to bite you. I take meat out. You gonna have to change your terminology to I want to get nibbled on, Steve. Because if you ask me to bite you with these teeth I got something for your ass right here. But now since he like to take his teeth out, I said what he could do is could put his teeth on the nightstand, and then when she ready for a bite, reach over and grab the teeth and just slap them on her ass wherever she want the bite mark. You want to get bit on the shoulder? Here it come. Pop! And slap her with the teeth in your hand. And you put teeth marks on right here. You can get them out. I can see if that's how you want it. We get these teeth marks exactly where you want it, when you want it. You want it in the rib cage while we kissing? Pop! There it is right there. Ain't no problem. Teeth marks while we kissing on request. You get these teeth marks anywhere you want them, girl. But now you date is old ass men that ain't had a problem leaving their teeth in. He done set his teeth off on a napkin while y'all eating. What are you eating? Well, you don't need your damn teeth.
But Steve,
where's you eating at the hospital? With all this applesauce and all this here. Then he done got what, Shirley?
Wait, you got it. When you finish, you have to address the fact that she used to be in a swingers club.
Well,
too.
See, that's another thing. I'm bored with our sex life, and he can't spice it up a bit. I may have to step out on. When I was in a swingers group, I saw some people like choking, and some people like choking. Now you ready to damn near die? To have some sex. That's why you 57 and still single. Can't nobody stay with your ass no every day. All this choking and biting and stabbing. Hamstring pulls and all this here. Now, as soon as you walk in the swingers club, you got to wear a t-shirt. The bigger the teeth, the better the sex. You got to walk around, let everybody know. You got to come in here and make announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, she's here.
Anybody with big teeth. All men with big teeth, please step to the left of the room. The Swingers Club is about to get wild. Ernestine is here looking for men with big teeth that's in their mouth.
This don't make no damn sense.
It doesn't.
You too old for this? And ain't no grown-ass man finna do this with you every day. No. That's why this man says special occasions only. Because it's something wrong with you.
I've heard it all now. I've heard it
Big
all.
Big t-shirts is for sale right after the show. Bigger teeth, better sex.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.